Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Stephanie Bannock. Stephanie is a certified yoga therapist and Christian entrepreneur coach who helps women of faith do the inner work of running a business. Through one-on-one coaching, she supports her clients in managing emotions, reducing overwhelm, and building confidence and clarity, all while aligning their business and life with their values and God's calling. Welcome, Stephanie. I am so grateful and excited to have you join us here today. And before we dive in, I would just love to learn more about your story. So can you tell us what you do and how did you find your way to this work?
Sure. Thank you, Becky, for inviting me to chat with you today. I'm a certified yoga therapist and faith-based wellness coach. It's been a journey to get here. Prior to coaching and doing the yoga, I was working at a nonprofit, which was always like downhill of an hour, whether the contract was going to be renewed. So I decided taking some coaching classes on the side. And then when the contract wasn't renewed, I decided that was the sign to launch my business. And then it's just been one door after another with opportunities to deepen what I'm doing with adding on to the yoga classes, the yoga therapy, and to be able to support people. I've segued a little bit into just really focusing on helping churches, faith-based organizations, Christians to be able to bring yoga, mindfulness, in alignment with their faith, to be able to reduce stress. So
I love that. I love how you kind of set yourself up to have another way to help other people in case things didn't work out. And then you took it as a sign. I think a lot of people, if a contract wasn't renewed, would, you know, take that maybe in a negative way, but you viewed it as almost an opportunity to go out there and work with people in a new way. So I think that's really inspiring. So looking at your business now, is there something that you know now that you wish you had known when you started out?
I would say just, you know, mostly just like trusting myself. I think there's so much noise, especially now. And I would say I launched the business like kind of in COVID time, okay. But I would say, you know, so I don't really know exactly business prior, but there's just, I think that focus on social media and just all the noise that's out there, it can feel like we're spiraling or like finding the best experts and running with it. And then you hear another expert and sometimes there's conflicts. So it's really just for me to sit with where my strengths are, to trust, you know, maybe have one or two voices that I can connect with. And just again, creating that alignment, like my path is going to be my path. It's not going to look like someone else's and it's okay. I think sometimes, you know, being on there, we feel like we have to, like, I was catchy, like, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do that. And it just wasn't working. So when I just come back to, you know, sort of where my skills are, and again, learning new things, it's not like I wasn't willing to learn, but really trusting the journey that I'm on and that I have the skills to be able to support others.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's so helpful. And yes, I completely agree. I think a lot of us we're looking to the experts. I think that's natural, but it's very easy to get caught up and almost have this like overwhelming to-do list of things we feel we have to do in order to succeed because we're listening to advice from so many different people. So I really love that recommendation to trust yourself and maybe just find a couple of people who can kind of guide you. And I would say over my time, I think that's worked for me. And then sometimes those people who resonate with you kind of shift over time, and it's okay to trust yourself that, you know, this isn't aligning with me so much anymore. So maybe I don't listen to this person as much. So, okay. So looking at your business, is there anything you would say is like the best piece of advice that you've received in business?
I'm thinking, you know, so much of what I do is with connections. And mm-hmm. I would say, you know, just again, trusting yourself, building those connections, just those relationships. And then just, I think probably the best is just, you know, again, finding your way, is, you know, just that you have it, you know what I mean? I think there's, I guess I would say imposter syndrome. There's all these things that are out there. Yeah. And some of the best advice has just been just, you know, to get grounded, to listen, to connect with my heart. I would say a lot of times, like on our calls, I'm okay to mention it, like, you know, it was you just, you know, reminding me to anchor in and just like trust, you know, trust myself and listen to the voices that's within my heart. And just, you know, keep getting anchored, keep getting rooted in it, has been incredibly helpful. Cause yeah. Again, there's so much noise and so much out there.
Well, and I love how you kind of described it almost as something that we have to continue to choose to do. And I can definitely relate to that because it's very easy. I mean, there's so much information coming at us at all times. And I think that there's kind of this emotional roller coaster as a business owner too, where, you know, if you're in that moment of self-doubt, it's very easy to forget like, oh, wait, I do know what matters most, and I can decide what to focus on. So I love that reminder that it's kind of this practice that we have to get into.
Yeah, I would say too, you know, one thing that you helped me with is just, you know, when you do go on social media, it's a lot of people tooting their own horns, but like you just constantly see like, oh, this revenue and that, and like people just emphasizing so much. But I think even you mentioned like one person that like, you know, was making seven figures, but they were paying out more. And it's hard to, I think sometimes when we show up online and again, I've shifted from doing it mostly online to now doing it more a bit in person and those authentic connections that I already know. Mm-hmm. But when we show up in that space to recognize it, like people are going to share what they want to share on social media, and it's not always true. And there's different layers to what we see. Mm-hmm. So kind of put our blinders on a little bit for that and, you know, again, trusting where we're going.
Yes. Yeah. And adding on to that, just, I think that was one of the gifts that I had working behind the scenes of different businesses was realizing that what we see on the front end does not always reflect everything that's happening behind the scenes. And a lot of the times, yes, when we see those big revenue numbers, we're not seeing, okay, what is that business spending on, you know, different team members or different services, different tools that they're using. So not the whole picture. So again, just kind of stay in our lane and focus on what we're doing and try not to compare ourselves to others. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've given us some great recommendations, but if someone is listening right now and feeling discouraged or frustrated or overwhelmed in their business, what advice would you give to them today?
First, take a deep breath. trust yourself, and just I would say, you know, scale back. Just focus in on one area. Don't feel like you have to do everything. Just focus. Where is it that you feel most called? Where is your skills? Who do you want to support? And just don't feel like you have to take on everything. And just one step at a time. Just one step. Setting those intentions. It can feel overwhelming, especially when you know start the day. Mm-hmm. Just choose one task you want to work on. What is it you want to accomplish? One goal. Just again, this that power of one. And just again, keeping that in alignment. And then when you see yourself, you know, going off track or being distracted or hearing the noise, come back to that anchor, come back to that intention, take a deep breath, and then, you know, realign again. So you just remind themselves they've got this. There's plenty of people who've been on the journey before and they've made it, and just keep one step at a time.
Yes. I love that so much. Thank you. Yeah, that's really helpful. It's very easy to get overwhelmed, but if we keep focusing on that next step, we will gradually move forward. And what I like to remember, and I still have to remind myself of this, is a lot of times it looks like we keep taking that one step and nothing is happening. And yet suddenly it looks like things are just magically kind of coming together. And it's like, wait, what shifted? And it's not that anything changed. It's just that you kept moving forward and you're finally starting to see the results. So I think that's one of the tricky things, is we don't often see results right away from doing something. But if we stick with it and follow your advice with one step at a time, it will come together. So thank you for that.
It's like, you know, it's like with our children, we, you know, we live with our kids. We don't necessarily see the growth always, right? But somebody who sees them, oh my gosh, they've gotten so big or whatever. And I think it's the same thing with our business. You know, we just don't see that growth because we're working in it all the time. Mm-hmm. But to step back and maybe even look, where were you 6 months ago, a year ago, or wherever? And know that all those little steps, those little seeds are being planted and they will nurture, they will grow and blossom.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay. So I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be people who are thinking, okay, I want to connect with Stephanie more. So how can listeners connect with you beyond this interview?
They can go to my website. It's my first and last name, stephaniebrenach.com. And then from there, there's contact form if they want to reach out to me. I'm also on Instagram, YouTube, or they can email me at my business. But there's a contact form, so that'd be great.
Perfect. Wonderful. And we will have all of those links right with this recording, so it's very easy for everyone to find. Stephanie, I just want to thank you again so much for joining us today. It was wonderful talking with you.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.